We're back live in Allen Park. Thank you so much for joining us. Tom Lydon, Rob Rubick, Herman Moore, joined by one of these guys who's going to be fighting for a starting spot this year, Jason Fox. And it's good to see you healthy, and I'm very happy that you're going to have the opportunity to compete for a slot. What's going through your mind as training camp gets set to kick off?
Oh, first of all, thanks for having me. I just have a lot of feelings going through my head. Probably the biggest one is excitement. I got a great opportunity, and this team has a great opportunity as the season approaches.
Well, you know, he had 48 consecutive starts at University of Miami, right? That's what you told me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, if you can get 48 consecutive starts here in Detroit, what are we going to see in that period? How many sacks are we going to see? That's what everyone wants to know right now. How many sacks is he going to give up?
Put it on the board.
No, seriously, right. what's your strength? What do you think you bring, Jason, that is going to help this club?
this guy's always messing with me. I would just say intensity. I'm just kind of a lunch pail guy every day. I'm just going to come to work every day, bring my best and give everything I have to this team and just go from there.
What's been Jason, there's a lot that's been said over the years. We know that when you got a high-priced quarterback like Matthew Stafford, you have to protect him. So there's always pressure on his linemen to do that. As a unit, what have you guys done both in the offseason as well as what your focus is going to be coming into training camp collectively to make this a stronger, cohesive unit?
You know, we have a different group this year. That's obvious, but I mean, a lot of the guys that are here, have been here for a while. They just so we still have a lot of familiar faces around. It's just going to be new starters, and I mean, we've worked this year hard as ever, hard as any year, staying after, getting in the film room, working out together. I mean, we're a tight group, and we're going to do everything to keep Matthew upright and healthy.
A little different dynamic, seeing Jeff Backus in the coaching role as opposed to a role where he's suiting up next to you. Does that feel a little weird to have him chirping in your ear that way?
Not really, because, when I was injured and even when I was a backup, that's kind of what I used him for anyways. I was always there to help him on game day. If I saw something like, hey, they're blitzing every time they do this. But in practice, when we'd watch one-on-ones or we'd watch practice out together, I'd always ask if he had any advice for me. So he's always been... He's always been there for me. He's already taught me a lot, and it's been nice having him around.
All right, get a couple of good nights' sleep. It all starts. You report officially tomorrow, and then the first practice Friday. We appreciate it. That's Jason Fox, Lions offensive tackle.